Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com. And we're also broadcasting out there on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in America, to great radio stations also, independent stations around the country, strategically placed in areas where we get a great cross-section of the United States. And we also broadcast around the world via the Internet as we stream off GCNLive.com and my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, also my flagship stations, AM 860 to AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa. Now, we're also up on the Westwood One satellite, which I understand there was a little bit of interference with earlier, but I think it's been corrected now. There is a lot of weather tonight going on, as you might well know. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for helping to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers out there, hauling the mail wherever it needs to go. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, and other things wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and first we go to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in soaky, rainy California. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And you have your raincoat on, right?
I do. Yeah.
All right, and your umbrella up and all that. Okay, and we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, as well as the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to say the pledge. You guys ready?
Yep.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on a Judeo-Christian values and principles. Now, Kyle, you go ahead and lead it off, and I'll just sit back here and answer the phone.
All right. Well, good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, now, of course, now Taiwan, the VP there, I believe, is saying the election is not China's to call. Of course, China really doesn't care about elections they might have, right? They just want to take it over. But how do you see this moving forward here with them?
Well, what's particularly fascinating is I think now 8 Chinese spies have been arrested in Taiwan. What does that tell you?
Right, yes.
So what they're trying to do, and, you know, it's kind of like it's procedural, and that is that, you know, some countries, including our own, get involved in other countries' elections. I think it all kind of started in a big, huge way under the Obama administration when he was working diligently to keep Netanyahu from winning his election. But, yeah, there's a huge investigation that's going on in Taiwan. They arrested one retired and six active military officers, and they have all been charged with spying for China. Well, add a couple of more, because now we have some more that were in the military. So this tells you that unrestricted warfare or hybrid warfare includes all kinds of interesting things, including spying and getting inside an election system, at a minimum, I would argue.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and of course, obviously, you know, the tensions continue to go up because China continues to go into the straits there. They continue to basically act as though, you know, they honestly don't care what Taiwan says or does, because again, they want to take it over. But let's shift over real quick over to Ukraine. We understand that they're re-engineering an old Soviet era missile system. It's a 36 foot long missile which can hit targets almost 200 miles away, and is that going to be a game changer in any way, do you think?
I have no idea. I don't know really how long it'll take before they get this thing operable, and I don't know if it means that they will have more than one. I don't know how it gets delivered, you know, what they attach it to. So I can't, there's too many questions on that one I can't form any conclusions just yet.
Well, we'll have more questions right after the break. More with Denise Simon and back to the captain.
All right, don't go anywhere, you guys. And folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it away and tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance, G-E-I-C-O is the way you spell that. And you can go over to their website, GEICO.com, and get a quote for the vehicle you're driving, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck, because GEICO has been saving people money for over 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, if you go over there, remember, you can bundle your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV on your car policy and save some money all the way around. But where you really save the big money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance on your GEICO insurance policy, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO. Is the website geico.com. And when you go over there, you'll find out real quick what it's going to do for you. So see how much money they can save you. Trot on over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And you can also get the name of your insurance agent over there, who you'd be talking to if you want to talk to an agent rather than do things on a computer. Now, before I get started, I'd like to say good morning to Walt out there. The talk of the Delmarva, yep, WGMD, 92.7, 98.5, and we appreciate you guys for playing our program over there, and thank you very much for the great information, Walt, because you knew more than I did in that particular case, so thank you, my friend. All right, let's go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Mr. Kyle, pick up your conversation.
All right. Well, once again, Denise, we'll start again with maybe some domestic issue and then move to international and then back over to politics, because I got a great question for you about the upcoming debates. But first, There's an older woman in Chicago that is literally asking gang members to please don't shoot anybody between the hours of 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. And only so that people can go shopping and move about without the risk of being shot. What have we come to?
Well, I've asked myself that question probably about every 2 hours, maybe for like the last 2 or 3 years. We've surrendered. We've surrendered to the cartels. We've surrendered the border. We've surrendered to drugs. We've surrendered to gangs. We've surrendered to theft. We've given up law and order. I mean, we have surrendered. And it's not, and you gotta take the police completely out of the equation. It now comes down to the DAs and the judges. So, that's where we are. What have we come to? Complete submission.
Can I interject something? Isn't that predominantly in the blue cities and the blue states?
But understand something. The answer to that is yes. But understand, these people travel.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go in to, I mean, we had that police shootout where they lost an officer in North Dakota.
Yep.
That was what, last week?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you see, I mean, we have this attitude that they can get away with it. And in a lot of cases they do, including in Florida.
Well, they've tried it in Florida, but in Florida they usually don't make it, but that's the issue here. But then go ahead. Okay, let me be quiet again.
well, and then Denise, so let's go international here. According to, evidently, the neutral, quote-unquote, neutral China is still helping out in a big way, helicopters, drones, raw materials, according to a new report. And I thought China was trying to broker peace and look like they were the new kid on the block for doing stuff like that.
I'm going to sound like a broken record, but we have NATO. NATO was created to maintain or control the threat of the Soviet Union. So, because we have prosecuted this war so badly, going all the way back to the Obama administration, when the first incursion happened in the Donbass region, and we did nothing about it, Obama, and we continue to do nothing about it, and this war has dragged on and dragged on, we have pushed Russia into the arms of China, and China has been a willing accomplice in all of this. So I have often said NATO should include China. Now, somebody argued with me about that on Friday of last week, saying, well, that just would expand the military-industrial complex. I'll give me a break. You know, Biden is perpetuating a military-industrial complex and making it worse because... if we had done the right thing up front, we wouldn't be where we are today, and we wouldn't have a shortage of bombs and bullets. So,
right.
That's my
thing. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, and then turning to politics in the debates, the upcoming debates, obviously President Trump has indicated he's not going to go to, quote, the debates. So I guess that means all of the debates.
Correct.
But what about the other candidates? What's their strategy going to have to be? Because now there's a two-track system. You've got the Trump track, and then you've got the everybody else track. Do they come out swinging at Trump? Do they try to make their own case? You know, what's the strategy here for a debate that doesn't include Donald Trump?
It's really hard to tell, but we know that the Political Action Committee is behind DeSantis, not DeSantis's campaign, released their strategy, and that was to don't go hard on Trump, but go after Ramaswamy. But then DeSantis apparently did an interview over the weekend with CNN, and they completely misquoted what DeSantis said about Trump. And so Ken Cuccinelli is stomping his feet saying, you know, can you at least get the quotes right, the words right? But then Ramaswamy has come out, and he's kind of changed his tune on Trump, and he said, Trump today is not the Trump as president. So it's real hard to tell what's necessarily going to happen here and how they're going to posture things. I think, personally, all of the candidates will necessarily step over any kind of comment as best they can or response on Trump and really just talk about their own individual platforms.
Well, they've got to try to make some name for themselves about why they're
right.
special. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's a lot I like about Vivek Ramaswamy, but he just came out in the last couple of days and said that we should cut the funding to U.S. funding to Israel. Ruh-roh.
Right.
If you do that, then you'd almost have to take away our dominion over Israel's nuclear weapons, because we actually have dominion over them. So if you're going to cut the funding, then we have to step out of the nuclear weapons agreement.
Yeah, that would be a huge major change. Well, speaking of huge major changes, you've got Senator Bill Cassidy calling for Donald Trump to drop out of the race because he says the voters don't want to elect someone convicted of a crime. But he hasn't been convicted of anything yet.
Correct. Correct. I think what's going to happen is there's going to be some convictions. You've got, you know, these cases, they want to win against, you know, some part of the defeat of Trump. They want to win some piece of that. So I think we're going to get something. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's going to be Mar-a-Lago. I don't know if it's going to be Atlanta. I don't know what it's going to be. But understand, too, that Cassidy is about as middle-of-the-road left of moderate as they come. He's kind of like Joe Manchin on the Democrat side. But the other thing, too, is, you know, and the big 800-pound gorilla in the room here is that Trump wins, he's president, do we want to go through another 4 years of attacks?
Very interesting question indeed. All right, folks, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thanks very much, Denise. Back to the captain.
All right, good morning.
All righty, thank you very much, Kyle. And we'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
U.S. USA News Update. Parts of Los Angeles could see several inches of rain overnight from Tropical Storm Hillary. The city also closed public schools for Monday. Some areas of San Bernardino, Riverside, and Los Angeles counties were under mandatory evacuation orders. Governor Gavin Newsom, in preparation, spent much of Sunday in Southern California, including with the National Guard around San Diego. Former President Trump is confirming he won't attend the first Republican presidential debate this week. In a Truth Social post on Sunday, he claimed the public knows, quote, who I am and what a successful presidency I had. At the movies, Barbie's reign atop the box office is over after 4 weeks. It's Blue Beetle winning with $25 million, just ahead of Barbie's $21 million. Oppenheimer came in third. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. You can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me in Tampa. All right, to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. You got your war helmet on there, sir?
I do, as a matter of fact.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that because there's plenty to talk about. And, of course, the United States military is constantly being tested by the Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians or somebody. as to see what we are capable of doing. And we certainly are being harassed big time, us and our allies, in the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman, where the Iranians and their gunboats and even their drones now reportedly have gotten close, but they're not necessarily flying above or at or further out than they need to be, because they're probably afraid our Air Force would take them down with little to no effort at all with our jets that are flying combat sorties there now above these ships when they move through, these big freighters and these big ocean-going tankers, which is the big prize. If they can get a tanker, then you got something. But my point for all of this is one of their tankers did get through on an American-licensed ship, and it was apparently offloading Iranian fuel here off a port in Texas through a pipeline. And I can neither confirm nor deny, but that's the report we're getting.
Very interesting indeed. Yeah,
so now we're buying Iranian oil?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like if they're pumping it into a pipeline.
This is ridiculous, Kyle. We have enough of our own oil. We don't need to count or depend on anybody. And we were energy self-sufficient just a couple of short years ago, 3 years, four. We were energy self-sufficient. And again, I remind the people that are listening, unless you were hiding under a rock, gasoline was $1.87 a gallon.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. I paid $5.39.
So it went up.
Just a couple of days. Yeah.
Well, we should mention that amongst the high prices of everything, it's going to be it's going to cost a fortune to rebuild Maui. But in Maui, the Hawaiian governor, Josh Green, is saying that Maui will be rebuilt. It will rise again. It's going to be a long recovery, but it's going to rise again. And as far as we know, I don't know that number's gone up at all yet, but they've confirmed that 114 people perished in the fire as of Friday night.
Yes, very, very sad indeed. And others we just don't know because the remains have either not been found or maybe can't even be identified.
Well, they've got 1,060 people that are missing. That I can confirm. 1,060 that people are missing. And a lot of them, unfortunately, are children.
I know. It's so heartbreaking you can't even conceive of it.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we got. Okay, now you got a couple of things there, so go ahead and tell us.
Well, that's right, Captain. It looks like the Navy is now decommissioning yet another Freedom-class ship. Now, these are called the LCS ships, the Littoral Combat Ships.
Yep.
This specifically is the Sioux City. It's being retired after less than 5 years at sea. Now, typically, these ships were meant to serve at least 25 years, but evidently there were some issues with the material of the ships and so forth, so they're not able to serve as long as they thought they would. So it's kind of a very bad situation because we don't want to be losing ships at this rate. We need to be adding to them. But if they're not going to function the way they're supposed to or be safe, then they have to retire them.
And we just can't seem to build them as fast as the Chinese can, because the Chinese are averaging a ship a week.
Well, see, that's the thing. They're able to focus because they have a particular goal in mind. I mean, they want to take over things, not necessarily invade the United States or something like that, but they want to be the preeminent power on planet Earth. I think that's just obvious. They want to be able to control things. They control things through not just military might and so forth, but also through things like the Belt and Road Initiative, which we've talked about a lot. And so we have to be able to counter them, either militarily or economically.
Now, have you been following the VA problems at all?
I know we've talked about the VA issues at length, yes.
Well, we just had a big homeless center for VA or for veterans. I think it was in Manatee County, spotlighted over the weekend, and they had some sort of event there. I wasn't, unfortunately, not able to go down there and see what it was they were doing. We'll have to rely on the colonel tomorrow when he comes on, because I believe he was there. But there's a lot of things going on right now. There's a little bit of money starting to free up for the VA that should have been there to begin with. Some of this money is money that's being earmarked, taken away from the Ukraine and being sent for the veterans. Now, the VA healthcare workforce has been getting worked on because they're hiring more people for areas that they seem to be deficient in. But where they really need to start paying attention is the cleanliness of some of these hospitals, because COVID is back in some of these VA hospitals because they just aren't keeping them sterile or as clean as they might want to be. That's what I'm hearing anyway.
Yes, and I mean, obviously, you can't start having outbreaks like we did before, and especially with our vets. That's just not acceptable.
And some of the hospitals are extremely old. I get that, but hey, if they're that old and you got that kind of problem, tear the damn thing down and start over.
That's right, or at the very least, allow the vets to go and seek health care elsewhere, and
yep.
make arrangements for that, because, you know, again, it's just not acceptable. These are the people that served our country and did all kinds of things for us, so we need to do this is the least we can do for them.
And if you can't do that, the other thought that came to mind was some of these vacant office buildings and these vacant schools that are around that they're just, they're saying we can't afford to do this anymore, so we're going to shut this building down or whatever. Hey, make it a VA facility.
Right, you know, and in other words, have a bunch of different great ideas.
Sure.
That would, you might find different mission-specific things that could really help.
I mean, I would be willing to try that, to take a school, say, that they weren't using anymore. Maybe it'd be a senior high school, or it couldn't be an elementary because the ceilings are so low, you know. It'd have to be a junior or senior high, I would think, and use that as your base, or take some of these office buildings that are shutting down, because you've got all kinds of them out west that we know are being people are going out of, right?
Well, sure. I mean, you can repurpose these things, and maybe that brings the cost, down from building something brand new, because now you're converting existing properties. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we've given somebody along the line an idea. I don't know. You never know, because you never know who's listening to you.
Well, that's right. Well, one thing the administration should be doing, and that is to everything possible, right, in order to, and they need to be brainstorming, and we'll be happy to brainstorm for them, I guess. That's what we're doing.
I'm sure some of the veterans will call up and let us know. When Jimmy calls us, Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America on Thursday, I'm sure he'll be able to give us an earful if we want it.
Absolutely right. That's right.
All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, on the other side of this break. So, Kyle, we'll talk to you on the other side of the break. And, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the Monday morning edition, and I'm going to get the lovely Kathy to give us a break here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's obvious we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, our conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, their Acura dealership is right there on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Yep, side by side, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan on North Florida here in Tampa. Now, if you served, you will save with their special program they have for active duty military veterans, first responders, whether you're EMS or fire or police, and church pastors, too, whether or not you're active or retired, at Moss Acura. And if you check them out online, mossacura.com, you'll know exactly what to look for because you'll know what their inventory is. Now, don't forget, when you take a look at a vehicle or you buy a vehicle from them, you get Moss Care. Comes with the vehicle for the life of the vehicle. As long as you own it, you'll get it. That's free oil changes and free tire rotations for the life of that vehicle. So go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out on the website and see what they will do for you. All right, we go first to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, who's back with us for this hour. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And now we go and visit Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Now, how's the weather up there by you? Is it, it's not storming or any of that stuff, right?
No, it's been pretty nice out.
Okay, good, because we're sending some storms out to sea, but I think they're going to miss you, that have been coming across the ocean. You know, this is weird. This is a weird hurricane season, because all of a sudden, over the weekend now, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 storms. 3 of them are named. 1's already in the Gulf of Mexico, probably will become something. What the something is, we don't know. And another one just came off Africa. Now, that's the first time in a long time I've seen 5 systems lined up back to back to back to back to back.
I mean, it happens from time to time. I mean, again, you know, try to predict the weather. You know, good luck. You know, it's
yeah.
Where, you know, and it's just this time of year, without a doubt. So,
yeah, but 2 of them are going to make the hook, and they're going to go away from the United States. Thank goodness they're going to go out in the ocean. One of them will hit Hispaniola. The other one we're not sure about. The other one in the Gulf, nobody knows what it's going to do yet. So let's get going on a little bit of money talk here, because we talked about this during the break there, and I asked you if you'd seen Meet the Press, and you said no. Well, you need to go back and look and see what this panel did as they shredded Joe Biden over not only Hunter and not only his age, but Bidenomics. They tore it apart.
I definitely have to watch it, because, again, press has been running cover for, you know, all the bull excrement that they've been throwing out there for a period of time. I don't know if this, you know, the press has been, you know, put on notice to, they need an alternative candidate for the presidency, and they're going to push forward something like that, because, again, we all know that they're almost like a branch of government, for crying out loud, and how this country works. So, I stopped watching Meet the Press, you know, probably back Jim Rossert was left. I really haven't watched much of it since then. So, I'll have to go and see this, because this would be obviously unique to actually see that type of a panel. Who was on the panel, by the way?
Somebody from the Washington Post, somebody from the New York Times, and a Democratic, whatever they call them, analyst, mm-hmm. Somebody I didn't know, and that wannabe Republican on their the senator.
Highest involved with these people in the media is just too much. I mean, Chuck Todd's wife mm-hmm. is a big political operative for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. You know, worked with Sanders. I mean, it's just the type of, you know, if they were real journalists, they would be removed themselves from all of this stuff, and they're not.
Yeah. Now, before I give it to Kyle, I just want to let you know something here. A Chicago Democrat, one of the aldermen, actually alderwoman, came out and asked the gang members in Chicago to please refrain from shootouts between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m.
And the rest of the day, they're okay? Is it from all that's, you know, game on?
The rest of them are laughing at her because none of that worked.
Well, of course not. But I mean, you're just refraining from shootouts from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yep. So they can conduct their business as normal in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
So they got another 12 hours where they can just do what they want.
Apparently.
Interesting. I don't know what to say. The liberalism is a mental disorder, Michael Savage once said.
That's right, and so did Dr. Lyle Rassiter. I remember when he wrote his book and we had him on the program. All right, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
You know, we understand that according to the San Francisco Fed, it looks like they're saying that Americans are starting to really go through any savings that they might have had even since the pandemic. We also understand that hardship withdrawals out of 401ks also seem to be happening right now. Obviously this is going to have an effect on spending at some point. Are they doing this just to try to maintain spending? But what happens when they exhaust all their resources?
Again, you're in a difficult predicament. I mean, at some point in time, you're going to have to adjust your spending if, you know, the money is just not coming in. And we already know that, you know, people are paying, you know, on average over $8,000 a year more than they were just a couple years ago when it comes to inflation and the cost of everyday items. I mean, anybody can be their own do-it-yourself economist. You see what you're paying. And, you know, people have to, you're going to have to adjust. I mean, this is the world that we live in. And, you know, all of the All of the things from Bidenomics and all the things that they've been put forward have been nothing but inflationary. Everything. EV subsidies, all this green energy stuff that they keep pushing, this is all costing you more. And now they want to mess around with the Davis-Bacon Act in regards to prevailing wages, which is going to make the cost of all of these government projects and windmills and electrification stuff be that much more money. We're witnessing the unions that have gotten out of control. I mean, the UAW right now, what they're asking for and their contract is quite frankly, it's insane. I mean, we saw, you know, even, you know, with this, you know, even UPS. I mean, what are they getting? $180,000 a year. UAW is asking for a 46% raise over a 4-year period of time and a 32-hour work week, for crying out loud. You know, this is going to make the cost of your automobiles a hell of a lot more expensive. So, you know, all of these things are driving the costs up for Americans.
Well, gee whiz, I mean, if you want to go out and buy a really great automobile, it's going to be, what, $60,000 or upwards of that that amount. It's just really crazy.
Already, and many of the vehicles are already at that level, which is it's sad but true, but that's the reality. It's new cars have gotten very, very expensive. And again, you know, this is what happens when the government gets involved in anything. They drive the costs up.
Exactly right. Also, it looks like we're going to have a couple of housing reports we could expect next week. What do you think we'll find, or you know, what is it going to indicate for us? Do you think?
Home sales are going to be terrible. We know that already because, again, it's, you know, it's people are not moving or because of the low mortgage rates that they've already locked in. But, you know, home builders are going to be that they're going to be challenged in regards to what they can charge for homes, but. You know, they're still building them. I mean, you took a look at home builder sentiment was, you know, at 50, which is just basically, you know, kind of a positive, the lowest level of being positive when it comes to sentiment. But it also has to do with, you know, right now with the amount of money that they're going to be able to charge because of the higher mortgage rates. Obviously, they can't charge as much for homes, but they are still making them. There's no doubt about that. There's definitely a need for supply, which just doesn't exist at this point in time.
Well, Chris, I can second that emotion because of the fact that down there in Lakewood Ranch, you're building everywhere you can think of. But I was up in Bexley, which is up off State Route 54, east of I-75 in Pasco County, and it was amazing. Miles, I mean miles, of condos and apartments and houses and shopping centers in a new section up there.
Yeah, again, you know, there's not enough housing stock here. In the country that's just, you know, supply problem. Anyway, but it focuses on demand, but we just don't have enough supply. I mean, you know, when supply chain difficulties came into play, it really slowed everything down, drove the prices at astronomical levels. But, you know, now obviously they can't charge as much because of higher rates, but they're still out there building.
All right, my man, here comes the music. I'll have to talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so have a great day, friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, check it out, check out all the different things he has to offer. And we will be right back, Kyle and I, right after this break. Top of the hour coming up.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.